Hi everybody, lecture number 3. Let me start with the pray before תיקוני הזוהר. ריבון העולמים ואדוני האדונים, אב הרחמים והסליחות, מודים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו, לאהבתנו בקדר ושת החוויה, שכבתנו לתורתך ולאהבתך עבודת הקודש. ונתת לנו חלק בסודות תורתך הקדושה. מה אנו ומה חיינו אשר עשית עמנו חסד גדול כזה? על כן, אנחנו מפילים תחנוניך לפניך, שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאתנו ועוונותינו ועל יהיו אבותינו מבדילים בבינינו לבינך. כן יהי רצון. We're doing a pray before we use the תיקון הזוהר. מלפניך אדוני אלוהינו לאהבתנו שתכונן את לבבנו ליראתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב אוזניך לדברנו אלה, ותפתח לבבנו ערל בסודות תורתך, ויהיה לימודנו זה. נחת רוח לפני כיסא כבודך, קרח ניחוח ותאציל עלינו אור מקור נשמתנו. בכל בחינתנו שיתנצצו ניצוצות עבדיך הקדושים אשר על ידם גילית. דבריך אלה בעולם בזכותם, בזכות אבותם, בזכות תורתם ותמימותם. קדושתם יעמוד לנו לבל ניקשר בדברים אלו. ובזכותם תאיר עינינו במה שאנו לומדים כמאמר נעים זמירות ישראל. גל עיניי ואבית הנפלאות בתורתך. כי אדוני יתן חוכמה בפיו דעת ותבונה. יהי רצון ממרא פיו ויגיון בפניך אדוני צורי וגואלי. And now I'm going to meditate on the special letters, so the secret of the Zohar will be revealed to us. Let's start where we left off last time. And I know it's very difficult things to study, and I say to all my students, even if you get one point here, this is good. So every time you listen to it and you get another point, another point. Another thing, what we did last week, we talked about different levels of Raki, a different level of skies, heaven, and how is the light is going through a different sphirot. That's where we end up last week. So it's written here, I'm now in Vav, I will first read the Aramaic. Achi ma'i zohar zaharin kama nishmatin, ninun zaharin kula berakiya, vinin nishmatin me'alim eskelim deid bon sechel eshwoda lesht, מודעה, ברזין דמהרהון, כולו רשימין ומצוירים במלכותה דרכיה. וכוכביה דנערין ברכיה, והיינו יזירו כזור הרכיה. מהי הרכיה? דנערין בנשמתין דמסקלין כוכביה בקרה, ברכיה, אחי נערין בקורסיה. אוקיי? So now, I have two books as you can see tonight, because I'm using two way of explaining the Zohar I'm reading of Tikkuni HaZohar. So let's see what first Ma'alot HaSulam has to say. Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Brandwein. Mizohar Aze, from this splendor, from this light, Mehirim Kama Neshamot, shine few soul. Ve'em Mehirim Kulam B'Tikkun HaRakia. And all of them shine through the Tikkun, through the correction, or the firmament, which is called Rakia in Hebrew. Ve'elu em ha'neshamot me'otam ha'maskelim, shesh lahem sechel ha'dat tzodot Adonam. Who are those people that the light shine for them? It's say the people who are worthy or knowledgeable or smart enough to know the secret of their master, meaning the creator. כל אלה הנשמות רשומות ומצוירות במלכות של הרקיע. All those souls are being drawn or carved within the מלכות of the רקיע, within the מלכות of the firmament. כמו כוכבים שמאירים ברקיע. Almost like when you see the רקיע, you see the firmament, and you see כוכבים, you see different dots that call stars, the same thing. וזהו יזהירו כזור הרקיע. What does that mean? That they will shine like the splendor of the firmament. מהו הרקיע? What is רקיע? What is the firmament? שואל. מהו התיקון הנקרא הרקיע? To understand everything, we have to get into a place to understand what is רקיע exactly. What is the firmament? I mean, we can call it sky, heaven, firmament. I mean, so many names for different levels. But of course, we are not talking about physicality, we're talking about spirituality. מהו רקיע? הוא משיב, הוא אשר הנשמות של המשכילים מאירות בו. רקיע is the place were the wise people, the smart people, Saul, shining there. מאירות בו כמו הכוכבים ברקיע, וכן הם מאירים בכיסא. So those light of Saul's is basically shine in the firmament, and it's similar like the star that appear in the sky in the evening, that you see some star appear. So the star is shining, the white, and the sky at night, of course, it look dark. For that reason, you can see that light. Let's understand it a little bit deeper. As I promise, from this lecture on, there is some easier things for us to understand. So hopefully, I will be able to do this job to make sure that Tikkuni HaZohar will be clearer and more easy to digest. Because again, if you find you're not understanding it correctly, it's mostly because of the teacher. I'm taking a full responsibility. And it's mostly, which means let's say 80% or 70%, 30% is you, the listener, to listen to it again and again and study well. Okay? Pirush HaDvarim, let's understand more, say Rav Brandwein. Kaleda Avodat HaTzadikim, through the work of righteous people. Again, it doesn't tell us what is righteous mean. I mean, there is many explanations of who is righteous. Okay? Righteous is people who normally justify whatever happened to them. They believe this is tzodek, this is right. The word righteous comes from the word being right. So they think that whatever happened to men, to them, good or bad, it was the right thing that's supposed to happen to them. So what is the tzaddikim doing? How they behave? How do you know if you are not a tzaddik? So let's understand. Ha'osim mitzvot ve'ma'asim tovim. Tzaddik has to do mitzvot, precept, 613 precept, ve'ma'asim tovim, and good doing, good deed, כדי לעשות נחת רוח ליוצרם. And while a person doing the precept and a good doing, is not doing it for getting something, is doing or she's doing it for the sake of nachat ruach. We need to explain the concept of nachat ruach. For the sake of giving a pleasure to the Creator. But of course, that we need to understand what it means to give a pleasure to the Creator. After all, if you're a Creator, you don't need any pleasure receiving by human. Because then we're getting into all storm of philosophical explanation. Is God created human or human created God? And we don't want to go there because that's not spiritual. That's more philosophical. So what does that mean? Nachat ruach liyotzam. When you are doing something spiritual, not for the sake of receiving, that spiritual thing that you are doing becoming the energy or the force that you can receive the blessing of God that God want to give you to begin with. So without you doing an act of sharing that has to do with mitzvot, precept, or ma'asim tovim, or good doing, you're not capable to receive that light that's coming from above. And we continue. כדי לעשות דחת רוח ליוצרם, עולה מים נוקבים למעלה, ומתקן ממים נוקבים אצלו מסך. ואור העליון שאינו פוסק להשפיע, מזדווק על מסך הזה. So by a person doing only good, without any desire to receive for themselves, he create maim nukvim. Maim nukvim, maim, you know what it is, water. Nukvim, from the word nekeva, mean female. It means a water that coming from below to above. There is maim duchrin. There is water that's called male water, which is water like the rain that's coming from above to below. Of course, we are not talking about water here. Of course. Yes, you got it right. We're talking about the lights, different type of lights. So he's saying like that. The mind nukvim that been revealed how? Through the good act, through the mitzvot that we are doing. We are basically built through that something called masach. And again, this lecture is not recommended to people who didn't go through a little bit, at least the first 20 lecture of Talmud Eser HaSfirot of Rav Ashlag, because there is a lot of words here that might confuse you. So I highly recommend you study that, and then you come, you will enjoy that more. I mean, you can jump in right away, but I'm telling you, you're missing a lot. So it's good that you study before Talmud Eser HaSfirot. 10 luminous emanation. Now, so it says like that. That light that they revealed become for my nukvim to basach, to curtain. Ora elyon eno posek milashpia. The upper light of the Creator, of the Divine, never stop shining, because God will never stop giving. So the light of God will never stop. It's keep giving, keep giving, keep giving. So what happened? Melashpia mizdaveg al basach hazeh. So the light that always giving is touching where first? That masach, that curtain. What is this curtain made from? Oh, it was made by us, by the tzaddikim, by the righteous people, keeping the precept, doing all the precept, which is within the precept. It's kind of amazing. You have 613 precept, the 248 that what you got to do, and 365 mitzvot that you're not supposed to be doing. So person should not kill or steal. That's part of the 365. Person should eat kosher. That's part of the 248. So I'm just giving it just the short version of it. So the idea of the mitzvot, it's a system of how I need to behave in this life. A lot of people call it religious system, but it's actually almost like a secret nanotechnology for life. That's how far it goes, but we need to study. One say no, one say yes, one is minus, one is plus. And by understanding that system, I'm basically creating what we call mind nukvim and masach. Because can you imagine that you want to do something which is negative according to those 613 and you stop? Or you're not in the mood to do something positive and you go for it. Two of those aspects, creating enough masach, enough light. Because what is actually the masach? What is actually the curtain? The curtain is very simple. It's a curtain that being created by saying no to yourself about negative thing that you're about to do, or saying yes to yourself about positive thing that you need to do, but sometimes being prevented from doing it. So two forces being created to mitzvot. Then we have ma'asim tovim, good doing, that also creating a curtain. That by itself create a curtain as well. And that curtain, when the light from above keep coming, that's the first thing that you're going to meet. So in a way, when you are righteous, you are creating a certain way of protecting yourself from not receiving, which is totally against everything that we can imagine, because the system of humanity is how to do the best thing I can do so I can get whatever I want to get. The system is not built for people to say, we will teach you how not to get what you want. Nobody going to show up. And it continues here. So the Or Elyon, the upper light, never stop. Mizdaveg al ha-masach hazeh, in making a connection with that curtain that the tzaddikim were created. Ve-yotzet koma shlema shel or. And it become a full levels of light. What does that mean, a full levels of light? You have one system of light coming from above to below, and one system from a light going from below to above because of that curtain that was created by righteous to prevent themselves from receiving. And that called koma. Koma means like floor, like measurement, size. You know, why we call it size? Because from the point of where the light left to the point to where the light hit the curtain, from the point of where the light hit the curtain going all the way up, that system called koma. And what is the name of that light that coming from the masach up? We call it Or Chozer. Or Chozer. Or Chozer means returning light or reflected light. And what is this Or Chozer? This Or Chozer becoming the levush, become the clothing of the Or Yashar, become the system to be able to reveal the original light. Because if you think about it, the original light cannot come to expression without something that dress it or express it. Otherwise, there is only light that comes, but nobody can touch it or receive it or see it without the Or Chozer. And he continued. ואותו אור מגיע אל הנוקבה שהיא השכינה הקדושה. And this light, the אור חוזר, the what the tzadikim, the righteous people push back, is going all the way to the שכינה. Okay? שכינה is, we call it the female aspect of God, or you can call it the female aspect, or the ultimate receiving force that God created. וזה כלל גדול. Tell us, Rav Brandon, please remember this rule. אשר כל מה שהתחתון גורם תוספת אור בעליון, everything that the one below cause to the system above to have more light, חוזר ויורד אותו האור גם אל התחתון. That light that because of you was revealed in the upper world, the same amount of light that you revealed in the upper world, the same amount of light that you push back, come back to you. ולכן, אחר הזיווג הזה נעשה המסך לרקיה. For that reason, that connection with the curtain, with the tzadikim pushing back, that curtain become called rakia. Remember the rakia, the firmament. Firmament. So that firmament become actually the thing where everything take a place. שדרך בו משיגים הצדיקים לאותה קומת הזיווג שנעשה עליו. How is the righteous people without rakia, without the firmament, without the curtain, without the אור חוזר, can reveal all that light? Only because there is a way for them to block themselves from receiving. That blocking of receiving push the light back. That pushing the light back reveal light to all the upper world. But there is rules. Whoever caused that light to happen also receive the same amount of light. וכשהמדרגה יורדת אל הצדיקים דרך הרקיה, היא מתלבש בלבוש הנמשך מן הרקיה. And when that light, now coming back to the righteous people, who because of them all the revelation happened, that מדרגה, that level, that concept, is going through the רקיה, going through the firmament, and when that system going through the firmament, it's called מתלבש, it gets clothing from the רקיה. שהוא בחינת אור חוזר המתהפך מן הרקיע ולמטה. What is the type of light that we are talking about here? And I'm going to draw it on the board here, so you can have a full understanding. There is people, okay, let's call them the righteous, okay? Let's say three righteous people. And they are doing a lot of good thing for the world, but they don't want benefit. So what they do that they will not get benefit, they cover themselves with a curtain. And even, let's say, this is the Ein Sof, it keep giving light. It will not stop giving light. But because they don't want to receive the light hit here and going back. When it's going back, it creates something called koma in Hebrew. It's a measurement of all the system of light that came all the way from above, all the way to below. And through that, we create a system. Now, but there is a rules. In spirituality, that whatever that you capable to reveal above has to come also below. So then they receive that light. What do we call this here, the curtain? They call it rakia. Or firmament, if you want in English. So now you understand what it means that the light go up, all the system being created, and because they are the cause of that light, those righteous, they are now start receiving below the masach. Let's go back to the book. Below the masach. And if we understand that they receive it below the masach, שהוא אור חוזר המתהפך מן הרקיע ולמטה, עם אור ישר שמן הרקיע ולמעלה. אוקיי, so now, we have system that being created below the curtain, below the rakia, and the system that being created above the rakia. בפירושו של לבוש הבא מן הרקיע הוא, כי אפילו אחר שבא המדרגה להשגת התחתון, אינו נהנה משהו מן האור העליון שבא אליו, אלא לפי מידת השפעת נחת רוח ליוצרו. So the question that we need to ask, what about now the light that start coming down to the righteous people? Are they enjoy it? They can only enjoy it as much as they push back the thing that they want, or as much as they push back the desire to do negative and they prevent themselves from doing negativity. So let's understand, it's very important for our study. You cannot receive something until you did the proper work for that something to come into you. If you didn't do the work, you're not going to receive that light until you do the nachat ruach liyotzro. You have to create nachat ruach. You have to create nachat. Nachat comes from the word of pleasure. Nachat comes from the word of landing. So the light of the creator cannot land if you don't have a place where to land it. Very simple. So when you are capable of pushing back, okay, pushing back, or initiate doing a good thing, because it's not necessarily saying no. Sometimes it's to say yes with excitement. Through that, this has become your levush, this has become your clothing for what the light wants to give. אפילו אחר שבא המדרגה להשגת התחתון, אינו נהנה משהו מן האור העליון שבא אליו, אלא לפי מידת השפעת נחת רוח ליוצרו. ואינו מקבל משהו אם לא ימצא בו השפעה ליוצרו. Even after all that system is built, the righteous people don't want to receive nothing that it will be only for them. Can you imagine? There's nothing in their system, nothing in their system that they will receive for themselves. Everything is for that, but it's wise because they know the system. So for many years we think, you know, righteous people are special. No, you can be righteous today. You can be righteous tomorrow too. Is all the thing is I don't want to receive. That's all the practice. I don't want to receive. But if I know how much pleasure it's giving to the creator, it's called lasot nachat ruach liyotzro in Hebrew. Is this give a pleasure to the creator to give me? Okay, then I'm going to receive it. But when you are chasing life, what kind of car you're going to drive? What kind of watch you're going to wear? What kind of clothing you want to wear? You're always dealing with receiving. That creates this affinity with the end self, with the endless that always want to give. So if the endless only want to give, and you only want to receive, there is some issues there. It's difficult. It's create problem. ואז הקבלה מתלבשת תוך ההשפעה, אור ישר ואור חוזר. So the only way to receive, as Rav Brandon is teaching us here, is simply, הקבלה מתלבשת, the way that you receive, is by influence, or by giving, or by sharing, אור ישר ואור חוזר. So you basically said, you make a decision, I don't want it to receive. If it's not giving you a pleasure for me to take from you, I don't want it. But if it's giving you a pleasure, you're really dying to give me something, so I have to say yes, so your expression of sharing will come back into life. I hope it's clear. וזה אמרו, אחי מהי זוהר שהוא הרד ג' ראשונות, של כל עשר פזירות, זהרים כמה נשמתים, דינון זהרים כולו ברקיע, שכולם מירים בלבוש של השפעה בא מן תיקוני הרקיע של למעלה. For that reason, תיקוני הזוהר is teaching us that light that coming from the רקיע, from the firmament, is a light which is unique. Because if it went through the rakia, if it went to the firmament, that means it went through a system of doing all what we need with the Or Chozer, Or Yashar, with the mitzvot, with the ma'asim tovim. The system is now built. So everything has a levush of ashpa'a. Everything has a clothing of giving. For that reason, a man need to wear white on Shabbat. Why? To remind a man has to remind himself while he's praying, you know, I'm into giving. I'm into giving. Remind yourself. And people ask me, is the white is the only color and all this and that? Well, there is two colors that the Ari mentioned not to wear, red and black. Why? Because red starts with Adom and black starts with Shachor, together Aleph Eshin, Esh. So you don't want to create fire on Shabbat. So the clothing has to be white. Now, can you tell somebody who doesn't wear white something? Better not to say. What's your purpose in that? It's only for you. So we just study. If it's only for you, why would you even tell that to them? You know, the clothing is not the main part of Kabbalah and spirituality. It's just a reminder. It's like a spice for the food. Also, the Ari said that afterlife, whatever you want to wear for Shabbat, because Shabbat you elevate it to the highest level, it's whatever you wear on Shabbat, that's the dress, that's the clothing you're going to wear up there. So that's the reason, say the Rav Brandwein, as Mirot, when we sing on Shabbat, the Mirot, the singing, Ve'ilan Malya Yeron Lerkaya, we're saying that those words will go all the way up to Rakia, up to heaven, out to the firmament. What does that mean, that all the words will go up to the firmament? What does that mean? It's a code. It's a code. V'omer ha-neshamot halalu, en me'ele ha-maskilim shetlaim sechel ha-da'at sod adonam. And those neshamot, those souls, are belong to the wise people who want to know the secret of their master. Aynu b'shlita gmura shi malchuta, lo limashach ha-fe shalom achay kabbalah la'atzmo. What does that mean, the wise people? How do you know somebody is wise? When a person is capable, she or he, to control their desire to receive for oneself alone, to control their selfish agenda, to control the me all the time. Now, if you happen to be in a situation where people take advantage of you, take from you, it's not always the bad thing for you. Because those people who are bad, sometimes come into your life to teach you to practice that you don't receive for yourself at all. You know? So maybe something happened last lifetime. You have to meet those people. I mean, after all, who is better than Jacob? Who had to be in the house of Laban? Laban, evil man, who make Jacob into a slave. So if you feel some evil people make you into a slave and you couldn't get out of there for some reason, there is reason for that. It doesn't make them good people. They're still bad people. But for you, there is a lesson from God, what God wants from you. Like in everything else. We continue. לא להימשך חס ושלום אחרי קבלה לעצמו. ככוכביה, דנערים ברכיה, היינו לקבלן טיפין טיפין של אור, לפי השיעור של הנחת רוח שאלה נותן. So why are you describing that the light on the rakia, on the firmament, look like stars? What's the purpose of that? Asked Rav Brandwein. Rav Brandwein explained that when you look at the star from far, from where, from Earth, from planet Earth, it looks like small amount of light. Why does it have to look small? It's to remind us that we cannot receive all the light right away. We can only receive drops of light based on how much we can refuse to receive. So you cannot refuse to receive everything. We're not in that level, at least me. I don't know about you guys. I cannot say no to everything. I can say no to a few things. You know? But that no that you're capable to say for negative thing that you're about to do, or that yes with excitement that you're capable to do for good thing you're supposed to be doing, what we call mitzvot aseh, the mitzvot lo ta'aseh, together with good doing, like charity and other things that you should be doing, that system, okay, is the star on the rakia and the firmament that we see, meaning that remind you that drop of light will be yours once you're capable not to want it. It's a crazy system. Crazy system. It's almost like you're drawing, you want it, and you push it. Almost like a matter and the antimatter, like putting them together. But that's physics. I'm not familiar with that. I just heard it. So could be, it's a good example. Maya Rakia. What is this rakia? He asked again. חוזר פעם בית לבאר. Again he explained the Zohar, the Tikkun HaZohar, what is the rakia? What is the firmament? מהו תיקון הרקיה? What is the תיקון of the רקיה? ומשיוב, היינו הערת הנשמות של המשכילים המהירים טיפין טיפין ככוכבים. היינו דנהירים בנשמתים דמשכילים כוכבי הברקיה. The idea, the Zohar, תיקוני הזוהר, explained to us that the reason we talk a lot about רקיה is to remind us that the משכילים, משכילים mean wise, שכל, wise, or the righteous, they are shining like those beautiful stars in the rakia and the firmament, and also that amount of light is coming down to you based on how much you can share. So if you cannot share something, why would you want it? You should never have something that you can share. You should never. Include beauty, wisdom, money. If you cannot share something, it's actually causing you more damage. But if you have in you a system that can absolutely, you can share whatever come to you, then of course you should have it. So you can have as much as you can share. Then there's, Tikkuni HaZohar continue. And he write, Tikkuni HaZohar continue. Kukorvaya denaren berkeya vayinu iziru kezohar rakiya. אחי נהרין בקרסיה. And the same way, those type of light will shine within the chair. What is the chair has to do with this right now? What is the chair has to do with it? אחי נהרין בקרסיה. היינו בתיקונים של עולם בריאה שנקרא כיסא מלשון כיסוי. What is the chair? A chair, tell us רב רנדוון תיקוני הזוהר, comes the word kisui. Kise means chair. Kisui means concealment. It's the same thing. And it's all belong to something called Olam Bria, not to something, to the world of Bria, to the universe of Bria, the world, universe of creation. We know there is few Olamot. The normal one, the one we're familiar with, is called Atzilut, emanation, creation, formation and action. If you relate the one to the Keter, then you also have to say Adam Kadmon, primordial man. So there is five. But if you relate only to the four, emanation, creation, formation, and action. So it says that the Kise, the chair, is connecting to Bria, to the world of creation. Ki ora chokma mistayim b'malchut de atzilut, v'nom v'malchut de atzilut v'lemata. The essence of the light of the Ein Sof, the essence of the light of the Ein Sof, it's top of Malchut of Atzilut. And I'm going to draw it again to you so you will have a full understanding of that. We are talking now about, as we can see here, the Malchut of Atzilut. So the Tikkuni HaZohar is telling us, בתיקונים של עולם הבריאה, שנקרא כיסא מלשון כיסוי. The תיקון of עולם בריאה, the correction for עולם of בריאה, the world of creation, we call it כיסא, and the word כיסא chair, כיסא mean chair, coming from the word כיסוי. ועלם, כי אור החוכמה מסתיים במלכות האצילות. Where is אור החוכמה? Where is the light of wisdom, which is the essence of the entire Ein Sof, is basically, I don't want to say stop, but not continue after that. It's in Malchut de Atzilut. Malchut de Atzilut. The Malchut of the world of emanation. Ve'no over b'malchut de Atzilut lemata, but it doesn't go below Atzilut. And the last aspect of Atzilut is, of course, a Malchut of Atzilut. Ve'kol ha'mochin de olam ha'briyai mebina de Atzilut, besod ima mekanana bekursaya. So where is all the light that coming to the world of Bria? Where is all the light that going to the world of creation? All of them, it's a coming from Bina, the Atzilut. All the light that coming to Bria, and let me show it to you here. The different type of light that coming to Olam Bria,
So let's say this is Bria. Okay? I'm sure I didn't spell it right. Bria in Hebrew. Bria. Okay? So where is the essence of Bria? Of the world of creation. This is emanation, this is creation. Where is the light come from? So there is a level here, okay, in Atzilut, called Bina, because it's part of the Ten Sefirot, and the type of light Bria is getting is coming from Bina of Atzilut, tell us Tikkuni HaZohar. And it's written like that. Eme Bina Batrum, so Ima Mekanana Bekursaya. It's called like a mother is sitting in the nest, which is the chair. So try to imagine a bird sitting in the nest. It's like sitting in the chair. Maze Omer, what does that mean? Vegar de Bria, Nikraot Kisea Kavod, the Keter Chokma Bina. Keter Chokma Bina. Let's say if we making that three first level is Keter, okay? Then Chokma, then Bina. So it says the Kachav, the Keter Chokma Bina of Bria, okay? Kol Kisea Kavod, the throne of honor or the chair of honor. Kise mean chair, not throne. So he say, Rav Brandon continue to explain the Tikkuni HaZohar, Kisea Kavod Shein Kisea La'atzilut, which is the chair that holds the world of emanation above that, Shenikra Kavod, and we call it Kisea Kavod, the chair of the Kavod, the chair of the pride. Kavod mean pride, but of course it's code. Besod Lamed Bet Netivot Chokma. How many paths of wisdom as the Zohar in different places and the Ari in different places explain? There is 32. 32 like Gematria Lev. 32, which is 22 Hebrew letters with the 10 Sefirot. Besod Lamed Bet Netivot Chokma. Shebegimatria Kavod. If you take, tell us, the Zohar, Tikkuni HaZohar, if you take the word Lev, you know, if you take the word heart, or 32, is the same numerically value as Kavod, as pride, okay? So people who have no heart should not expect anybody to respect them, because you need pride, you have to have a heart. If you don't care, you don't care. But here he's talking about something more deeper. 32 path, of wisdom, 32 path of wisdom, okay, is basically kavod. It's talking about kavod. And the kiseh kavod, the chair of kavod, the chair of pride, the chair is bria, the kavod is basically atzilut, emanation. So the bria becoming like the chair for atzilut. Veshisha k'tzavot nikraim shesh ma'alot l'kiseh, and these six that coming after the Gimel Rishon of Bria, after Keter Chokma Bina, what you have six Sefirot. So it's called Shishak Tzavot, six ending. That's the name for it when it comes to Bria. Nikraim Shesh Ba'alot L'Kise. It's called 6 degrees to the chair, or 6 degrees to the throne, or 6 degrees to the what people are sitting on, which is the chair. V'ken yesh lefaresh gam ken melashon kise shebchinat yeshiva. Ki orot ha'atzilut nikraim amida. When we talk about the light in Atzilut, in emanation, we call it standing. Mitam she'em orot ha'chokma. Because the light of wisdom is a very powerful light. Of course, without chasadim, without merciful light, you cannot reveal the light of wisdom. Ve'mitgaleh b'hem kol shi'ur komo v'shlemuto ke'adam ha'omed. When a person is standing up, all the shi'ur koma, you can see his size. 5'10", 5'11", 6'4", see his size. When a person sits, you don't know how tall he is, how tall she is. You don't know. So, koma shlema, a full size or a full height of the person can only be measured when a person is standing. But when a person is sitting, you don't know is koma shlema. For that reason, the tremendous amount of light we call Or de Chokma, as Rav Brandon explained to us about Tikkuni HaZohar, it's Or that only shine in Atzilut. For that reason, we call Atzilut, which is the world of emanation, Amida. For that reason, also when you're doing Tfilah, those of you who know, in Amida, the four level of the pray, the prayer of the Amidah. What are you doing when you come to Amidah? You are Omed, you are standing. Amidah means standing. What word is it related to in your prayer book? Atzilut. For that reason, you're standing when you have Atzilut. What are you doing when you are in Bria? When after Ishtabach, you have to sit. Everybody have to sit. We said the Chazan. So everybody got the seat. But even in Kadosh, 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 when you go to Kadosh, 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 in after Ishtabach, you're supposed to sit because it has to do with Bria. I'm not talking about Kadosh, Kadosh of Atzilut. I'm talking about Kadosh, Kadosh of Bria. Okay? Let's make sure everybody understands. מתגלה בהם כל שיעור הקומה בשלימותו כאדם העומד. משאין כך, הוא רב בינה. הוא כמו אדם היושב. The light that coming from Bina, the light that coming from the word of creation, is like somebody who's sitting. אשר קומתו מתמעטת. The size of a person is going down when a person sits. All of a sudden, he's no longer 5'10", right? He's right now, let's say, I don't know, 4'5". Okay? Not too high. ונשמות הצדיקים מהירות בכל התיקונים והאורות לבריאה. So the neshamot, the soul of the righteous people, shining in עולם בריאה. In the world of creation. That's what the תיקוני הזוהר tried to tell us. וכל הנשמות פורחות מן הרקיע והוא צדיק חי העולמים. And all those soul shining from the רקיע, like we explained before. רקיע, from the word, you know, formation. Okay? Firmament. Firmament, רקיע, from the word firmament. Okay? It's also similar to the word לרקוע. It's funny. In Hebrew, there is so many words in the word לרקוע. לרקוע רגל, meaning when somebody hit with his foot on the ground. Also, לרקוע is the work that you use to do with a copper. An artist take a copper, and he take a hammer, and he start as an artist to hit on the copper. It's also called לרקוע in Hebrew. It's funny. And here, the רקיע, as you remember, it's almost like a מסך. And through the ability to say no to the things which are bad, and I'm capable to say no to them, and to say good with excitement, to think which is good, which is called mitzvot aseh, mitzvot lo taseh. Through that, I build a rakia, and through that, as much as I push back the light I was about to receive from that sin or that crime, that amount of light come back to me now, because I have no need for that light, because I don't want to receive nothing from it. So that's why it say, kol haneshamot porchot min harakia, all the soul shining from the rakia, from the firmament, והוא צדיק חי העולמים. And we call it righteous that live forever. What does that mean? אשר ממנו פורחות נשמות הצדיקים. From that, רקיע, all the righteous soul going to the next level. ומאירים באור הלבנה שהיא מלכות שממנה בא אור החוזר ועליהם. And it say, the Zohar tell us, I will read it in Aramaic, from the Rabbi Shimon. וכולו פרחין מן רקיע ודה צדיק חי העולמים. דמיני פרחין נשמתים קצת כדיעה, ונערין בסערה. ועליו כתיב, ייתן לו אותם אלוקים ברקיע, השמיים להעיר על הארץ. So when it's saying בראשית in Genesis, if you remember Genesis, because the whole תיקוני זוהר is about Genesis, וייתן אותם אלוקים ברקיע, השמיים. It's written that God put the sun and the moon ברקיע, השמיים. God put the sun and the moon in the רקיע, in the firmament. Why do I need to know where he put it? Do you care if God put it in the רקיע? Or he put it in Tel Aviv? Or he put it in Pico, in Robertson? Who cares where God put the sun and the moon? But it's only metaphor, it's only a secret, a code, a mystical code, to teach us that Elohim, of course, Elohim, why Elohim? Why not Adonai? Why not? That's another study for later. Berakia Hashamayim, God put the sun and the moon, Berakia, in the firmament, La'ir al Haaretz, so it can shine on the Haaretz. What is the Haaretz? Ask us Tikkuni HaZohar. מאירים באור הלבנה שהיא מלכות שממנה בא אור החוזר, כתוב ייתן אותם ללוקים ברקיע השמיים להעיר על הארץ. To shine on the מלכות, you want light to come to you, you want blessing to come to you, no problem. What is the light that you push back away from the רקיע? I want to take now the time to go to another פירוש of the same section, okay? And it's important to see different aspects of understanding. And I know a lot of us like Rav Brandwein style, Tikkuni HaZohar style. And I want to read from Matok Min Dvash. Matok Min Dvash is basically, Matok means sweet, and Dvash means honey. So, sweeter than honey. That's the name of the commentary, which is a collection of all the commentary ever written on Tikkuni HaZohar, beside Rav Brandwein. which is, some of them is from Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, some of them is the Gaon Mevilna. You know, we're talking about big, big parshanim, and I'm sorry if I don't remember all the name, and I'm forgiveness from above, please. It's not because I don't want to remember you, it's because I just don't want to now to go back to the page and waste time instead of teaching it. So it's like that. ואתה חוזר למעלה לספר בשבח הנשמות של הצדיקים. Tell us, מתוק מדבש, now we're going back to still speaking about the greatness about the neshamot of tzaddikim, the soul of the righteous people, שעל ידם נתגלה לספר הקדוש הזה. Through them, the book of the Zohar was revealed. I mean, why does it say, through Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Lazar, who sit in the cave, and Eliyahu Hanavi, and Elijah the prophet come to them, and Moshe Rabbeinu come to them, and Achiyah Shiloni come to them. It should be, you know, as it say in the song, Makom Bachar Bishmaya, Im Hanavi Achiyah. Okay, it's telling us that those are the people who visit Pekin. Pekin, what I think in the Gemara, they call Pekin Lod. So this is a place, those of you who never have been there, highly recommend it, especially now. There was a lot of rain in Israel, so the water where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai used to use is actually been awake right now. Whoever have the zchut right now to go to the northern part of Israel and see all the thing how it used to be, it's just unbelievable. It seemed like Israel is coming back to the fruition where it need to be. So it's like that. So again, I didn't answer my own question. Why he doesn't mention Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar? Because all the work of the tzaddikim, all the work of the tzaddikim before Rabbi Shimon, create a firmament, create rakia. The through that rakia, it was enough revelation of light. Through that enough revelation of light, create a book that called Tikkuni HaZohar. Now you know what Tikkuni HaZohar is. Tikkuni HaZohar coming from all the work since Adam HaRishon till Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. All the work of the tzaddikim ever live. Moshe Rabbeinu, now you know why he came to see him. Why Eliyahu Navi came to see him. Why Achiyah Shiloni came to see him. That's a secret, I can't tell you. And from Abraham, he created the Rakia, created that force, and that force revealed Tikkuni HaZohar. But you need the right people to do it. They couldn't find anybody else but Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar. Why two of them? They were ready. They were ready to put themselves in the ground, to diminish the physical body for that revelation to take a place. What is the body? And why they have to bury themselves till the neck? Because the neck is Gimel Rishonot. You don't have to bury Gimel Rishonot. You don't have to bury Keter Chochma Adina. And when they bury themselves, they are be'amida. They are standing, so they can reveal all Olam Atzilut. What you have in Tikkuni HaZohar? Those of you who have my Tikkuni HaZohar, it's a Sgula. That's why I printed it. It's a Sgula to read the Tikkuni HaZohar in Shabbat Zachor and also in after the Megillat Esther on Purim and the entire year, of course, when Elul coming. Those of you who cannot read Hebrew, just scan every day a page or read letter by letter. It's very important. Miracle. Going back to Matok Midvash. והנין אינו נשמתי של הצדיקים מילין משכילין, מאותם החכמים שעוצים מהחסדים, שביסוד בזהר אנפין. So now I'm going to explain a different thing, you're going to look at the board again. If we talk about יסוד, יסוד is a split, like that, that is a split too. One on the right column and one in the left. In the right column it's called Chasadim. Not Chasidim, not the Chasidim with the payas. Talk about Chasadim mean forces of mercy. Here there is, on the left column there is something called Gevurot. So Chasadim and Gevurot. Okay? Five and five. Like that, that is the same thing. Those of you who do Sfirat HaOmer according to the Kabbalist, know more about it. So it's telling us like that. מילין משכילין מאותם החכמים שיוצאים מהחסדים שביסוד הזעיר אנפין. Who is those משכילים? Who is those wise people from the word Sechel? They're coming from the חסדים of יסוד, זעיר אנפין. What do we call יסוד? צדיק. Right? Yosef HaTzadik was the chariot of Yesod, he calls Tzadik. What do we call Yesod? Chei Olamim. The one who lives forever. Yesod has many names. So now, where are those people come from? Where are those righteous people come from? They come from the Chassadim, come from Yesod Zeranpin. Did b'kol sechel shvoda berazin demero shesh b'hem sechel lidav lavin sodot shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. They have the brain to understand God. We are not talking about brain of IQ. We are talking about desire. How much desire do you have to meet God? How much desire you have to understand God? This is what matters. כולו רשימים וצעירים במלכות הדרקיה. כל נשמות הצדיקים נשמות הצדיקים ביסוד דמלכות, שמגלתה מיסוד זר אנפין ומתעברת מהם, ושם נגמרות ושם נולדות. So now, we are talking about, when we talk about חסדים וגבורות, we talk about יסוד of the system called זר אנפין. That's what it's called. But, there is also יסוד of מלכות. Whatever happened in יסוד of זר אנפין, is been נרשם, it's been basically registered in Yesod HaMalchut. Similar way, I don't want to describe too many details, is how you make children. The two Yesod meet, the Yesod of the Zachar, the Yesod of the male, meet the Yesod of the Nekeva, okay? The reproductive organ meet, both of them call Yesod. Through that, what do you create? A child. So a child needs a sperm that's coming from the Yesod of the Zachar, Yesod of Zer Anpin, and it did the eggs from the woman coming from Yesod of the Nekeva. Together you have a child. ומתעברת מהם, ושם נגמרות ושם נולדות. ככוכביה דנערים ברקיה, והם מהירות כוכבים הרקיעים ברקיה. How is it work? It's similar to the star that we see in the sky. But it doesn't say sky, it says firmament. Rakia. Why Rakia? Try to imagine a canvas. So the canvas can exist without a picture, without the drawing that you do. And if the drawing can exist without the canvas, both need each other. Canvas just white mean nothing, right? Rakia, the firmament without star is just firmament, okay? But if you don't have a place where to put the star, it's also a problem. So both need each other. והיינו מה שכתוב שהמשכילים יזהירו כזוהר הרקיה, ומקשה, מהי הרקיה? למה נקרא יסוד רקיה? Why do we call יסוד רקיה, firmament? כאמר דנערין בה נשמדין למזכים כוכבי ברקיה, שהיא מהירות נשמות צדקים ביסוד למלכות, הנקרא רקיה ככוכבים. דרקיה is basically יסוד למלכות, it's not יסוד זר אנפין. So there is two יסודות. יסוד זר אנפין is where all the soul of the צדיקים coming. Where it's been registered is יסוד למלכות, which called רקיה, firmament. By the way, don't get confused, it's a different explanation, important explanation. רוצה לומר, כשעולות שם בסוד מים נוקבים, מקבלות הערה ומהירות, אך הנערים בקורסיה. When we do מים נוקבים, as we explained, מים נוקבים mean every time that you're doing a מצוות ומעשים טובים, every time that you do a מצווה, you do Shabbat, you do reading of the Megillah, you do all of that, you have to ask, I don't want anything right now from that. And by saying that, you create a curtain. By creating a curtain, now there is a place where the light can shine. So all of that thing called מים נוקבים. אחי נערין בקורסיה. וכן יש לשמות המהירות בעולם הבריאה נקרא כיסא לעולם האצילות. The way he explained קורסיה, the way the מתוק מדבש explained the chair, it say, יש נשמות, there is soul, that shine in עולם בריאה. Different aspect, okay? אלה ואלה דברי אלוקים חיים. We can have different פירושים on the same section. הנקרא כיסא לעולם הצילות. Why we call בריאה כיסא? This is the same explanation. Because the בריאה is the chair or the throne for עולם הצילות, for the world of emanation. ואתה מפרש את כל העניין ביתר ביאור. Now we're going to explain it a little bit deeper. כאמר וכולם פרחים מרקיה, וכל הנשמות פורחות ויוצאות מרקיה, וזה הצדיק חי על מין הוא יסוד הנקרא רקיה. So now, it says that all the soul have been elevated, or flying. הוא יסוד הנקרא רקיה. From now on, every time we say רקיה, we say firmament, we related to יסוד. דמיני פרחים נשמתים צדקיה, שמיסוד הזה רפין, פורחות נשמות הצדיקים. From the יסוד of the Eran Pin, the soul of the righteous fly, ונערים בסעירה ומהירית במלכות. And they shine in the moon, סעירה mean moon, but also סעירה, which is moon, also mean מלכות. Because the מלכות, what is the מלכות actually? מלכות is only about reflecting the light, not receiving any light. So we know also that מלכות, you know, what is the purpose of מלכות? Not to receive, to have a curtain and to push the light back. כי יסוד זר אנפין מוסר הנשמות למלכות, והיא מתעברת בהם ושם נגמרות, ומשם נולדות. When the יסוד of זר אנפין is giving now the soul to the מלכות, then the מלכות give birth to them. Yes, you need a father and mother and all this and that. This is what happened in the physical world. But before it happened in the physical world, that child has been born in a non-physical world. ועליהו כל הנשמות כתיב, ויתן אותם אלוקים ברקיע השמיים. So when it's written that God put the sun and the moon Barakia in the firmament, it doesn't just talk about the sun and the moon. It's talking about different type of soul that has been manifest already and supposed to be manifest by human being. Bina nikret Elokim. So now he's teaching us a secret. Why it say Elokim? Elokim related to Bina. Elokim related to Bina. Why is Elokim related to Bina? Okay? Why Elokim related to Bina? Because we know that in the word Elokim, in the last two letters, is Mem Veyud. Mem Veyud together is Nun, in numbers, Nun, 50. 50 is called Chamishim Sha'are Bina. So it's giving us a secret code or a mystical code that the word Elokim is basically Bina. So we say, Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz, va-aretz hayta tohu va-vohu, ויתן אותם אלוקים ברקיע השמיים. אלוקים, put it in the רקיע. What is אלוקים? בינה. נתנה אותם. It's funny, it didn't say נתן אותם. נתנה אותם as a female. It doesn't say אלוקים as a male. Many people get angry. Say, oh, what's going on? אלוקים now is becoming a female? Yeah, because בינה is a female. If בינה is a female, אלוקים is a female. נתנה אותם בנשמות ביסוד דזער אנפין, הנקרא רקיע השמיים. So אלוקים, ויתן אותם אלוקים, בינה was giving it, where? In רקיע השמיים, in רקיע השמיים, what is the רקיע השמיים? יסוד זער אנפין, ויסוד זער אנפין נותנם למלכות. And יסוד זער אנפין from the רקיע, give it to the מלכות, כמו שכתוב אחר כך, להאיר על הארץ, שהיא המלכות. When it says shine on the land, which is the מלכות. והוא רקיע דיול לאלון, לאן בכוון, וזה היסוד, the מלכות. I want to continue a little bit more. ויהיו רקיע, I will read first from the זוהר, תיקוני הזוהר. דיהו לאלן מכוון הדעות הכתיב, ומעלה רקיע אשר לראשם, והפוך רקיע, ותשכח לעיקר. Say to us, רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, זכר צדיק לברכה, if you take the word רקיע, permanent, and you change the letter, you're going to get עיקר. עיקר mean in Hebrew, עיקרו של דבר, the main thing. The major thing. ויסודה דמרכבתה, דלה קיימין חבן וקרסיה דמרכבתה. And this is the יסוד, this is the essence of everything, of the מרכבות, of the chariot, that on top of it, everything exists. וקרסיה דמרכבתה, בלית מר וצדיק, יסוד עולם הצדיק, דלה קיימה אלמה דת קרסיה, ועל צדיק דלתתה, קיימה אלמה דת גליה. And there is two type of צדיקים that been revealed. One come from אלמה דת קרסיה, and one come from Alma de Galia. We need to explain it. It might be a little bit longer. I might pass the hour, but it's important study. ויהיו רקיע דעו לאלן מכוון, וזה יסוד למלכות שמשם נולדות נשמות צדיקים, ולמעלה במקום מחצב המלאכים. Where is the righteous people come? They're coming from יסוד המלכות, which is higher than where the angel been created. Which means the angel is one level down, righteous people, where they come from, is one level up. For that reason, Rav Ashlag, Rabbi Yehuda Ashlag, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, when he asked one time God, he said, I never ask for anything. I would like to know the secret of what the angel know. And in his dream or in his vision, I don't know the details. If you know the details, please write it to me. The God and the angel came to him and said, your level is way higher than the angel. Why would you want to go down to a level of an angel? ההודה ממלא רקיע אשר על הראשם, אחרי שהרקיע הוא למעלה מראש המלאכים. So the rakia, the firmament, the rakia is above the head of the angel. והפוך רקיע, וזה יש לך עיקר. רוצה לומר, לכן נקרא יסוד רקיע, כי הוא עיקר להמשכת הנשמות, וגם להמשכת השפע לקיום כל הנמצאים. So the reason the rakia is the most important thing, because the rakia become the ikar is the most important. Ikar mean the most important. Rakia mean firmament. Without the firmament, without my ability to say no to what I want, which is wrong, I cannot create anything. כי דרך היסוד משפיעות כל הספירות התחתונים. Through the יסוד, all the ספירות coming down. Which יסוד? Which יסוד? יסוד of זער אנפין, which is the rakia. ויסודה דמרכבתה, זה יסוד של המלכות, שהיא המרכבה לזהר אנפין. And then the other יסוד, which is the יסוד of מלכות, which is called the מרכבה, the chariot, it become the chariot for זהר אנפין, like a כיסא. דהי כמל חיוון על שפע יסוד חיות וקיימות החיות הקודש ליצירה. So all the creatures and the creation of עולם יצירה, of the world of formation, is coming through that. וקורסייה דמרכבתה גם עולם הבריאה, שהוא כסף ומרכבה לאצילות, and the chair for אצילות, which already we're saying it, is the עולם הבריאה, and it's the מרכבה, it's the chariot for the world of emanation. Again, when you were saying chariot, it's מרכבה. It's better in Hebrew. Let me show you. מרכבה, when you say מרכבה, in Hebrew, okay, מרכבה, here you have the word רכב, רכב mean vehicle, and mem a, those of you know yud kei vav kei ma, or is gematria adam, which means human. So it's teaching you what are you carry on you. That's what define you, not who are you. Everybody want to know, who am I? You are what you can carry on your back, what you can share, what could reflect back on the universe, what you can say no to. You are not what you are. People respect you for that. Rechev. I'm continue. וזה יסוד הוא של המלכות שהיא מרכבה לזה רנבין עשה את הורי כוסד וכל מולם הבריאה. ואת מה צדיק יסוד לב שהיסוד הזה רנבין מייסד ומקיים את המלכות הנקראת עולם. So the יסוד of the רנבין, what we spoke before, is the foundation of the entire מלכות. What do we call מלכות in the תיקוני הזוהר? עולם. O-L-A-M. From the word ne'elam, from the word disappear. Al tzadik de la'u yesod de abba, kaima alma de etkasya, de'ano ima nukva de abba, anishpat v'kayemet al yado. Val tzadik tata'u yesod de zeranpin, kaima alma de etkasya, aino amalchun nukva de zeranpin anishpat v'kayemet al yado. I need to explain that. Let's say, the Zohar telling us, וצדיק יסוד עולם, על צדיק דלאלה, על צדיק דלאלה, the elevated צדיק, what does that mean? יסוד דאבא, יסוד דאבא, if you take אבא, if you take the level called אבא, אבא can relate to חוכמה, okay? When we say, צדיק דלאלה, the righteous above, יסוד אבא, קיימה אלמה דת קסיה, קיימה אלמה דת קסיה, is, exist, within the hidden world or the cover world, iman nukve. Daaba anishpat vekayemet al yado. How is the mother receiving all the light? From the father who's giving. Val tzadik de la tata, en yesod of zeher anpin. Kaim alma de etgalia. The other tzadik, which is the lower tzadik, not lower in a bad way. Aino amalchut de nukve de zeher anpin nishpat kayemet al yado. So we have Abba, משפיע לאימא, חוכמה affecting בינה, and then זער אנפין affecting מלכות. אבא, which is חוכמה, and זער אנפין, both of them צדיקים. One is צדיק דלאלה, one is צדיק דלתתה, one is צדיק of the upper, one is צדיק below. What is the higher צדיק? It's called אתקסיה. צדיק דלאלה, דלמד אתקסיה. The higher צדיק is covered. For that reason, what's covered, what you can see, it's higher than what you can see. What you can see, it's always lower. So don't get excited when something is revealed. Right? When something is revealed. What do you want to know more? I mean, right now, people are going to play in a game called Escape Room or something like that. Why are they going to pay $100 to go into a place which is the playing game? Because it's cover. All the answers are cover. They enjoy it. What if I give you all room with, here is the list, do 10 things and get out of the room of the escape room. You don't like it. Because it's at Galia. So there is at Kasia, always as more elevated. דיינו, המלכות נוק וזה זרן פין נשמע זה כמד על דו. So מלכות cannot receive without זרן פין. Let's go back to our subject. היינו התלמידי חכמים, the people who study העוסקים בחוכמת הקבלה. Only people who study the wisdom of קבלה. Wisdom of קבלה. Not people who say, yeah, קבלה, קבלה, קבלה. It's nice. Now קבלה is fashionable. Everybody use the word קבלה as the entrance to Garden of Eden. You gotta study. You don't study תיקוני הזוהר. You don't study Zohar, you don't study Talmud and Sefirot, you don't study Kabbalah. It's not a motivation lecture, it's Kabbalah. הנקראים בלשון הרבים, מצדיקי הרבים. What's the name of people who study Kabbalah? מצדיקי הרבים. The one who justify the majority of human being. על שם שהם גורמים בתורתם, הזיווגים בבית היסודות, the Abba וזעיר אנפין. Without study תיקוני הזוהר, without study the Talmud Eser Sefirot, without study Zohar, without study Kabbalah, you cannot make that connection or the zivug of the Bet Yesodot. What is the Bet Yesodot? Abba and Zeher Anpin. And the Kraim Tzadikim, we call them righteous. Ma'u Tzadikah, the Alma Talyin, but Tzadikim Tluim Ha'esod. Lachen Yicholim La'alot Bo, Bezod Ma'im Nukvim, Legroma Zivugim. The righteous people, there is righteous people who are born righteous, and there is people who become righteous. It's two types of righteous. Now, the Rabbi Elimelech of Lizhensk explained something interesting about righteous. And he writes, why is the Gemara said, I think it's in Masechet Ta'anit, if I'm not mistaken. And if I am, I take it back. That, Makom Shebalei Teshuva Omdim, Tzadikim cannot stand there. People who do the repentance can be in a higher place where the righteous can be. So Rabbi Elimelech of Lizhensk asked why. Because the righteous is righteous because they don't give him enough test. That's one explanation. To give hope for people like us, the simple people. So for that reason, it's tzaddik. And for that reason, he cannot stand in the place of where Baal Tshuva, where a place of somebody who did repentance can stay. Because the one of repentance is the reason he's nechshal, the reason he's going through a tough time. Because they give him or her a lot of tests. And they don't expect that person to pass it. So when he passed one thing, he said, wow, this guy passed it, this girl passed it. It's unbelievable. But a righteous is righteous, a born righteous, they give him things that obviously he needs to do. And he does them. He doesn't go back. What is Rasha? What is evil person? A person who basically have the easiest test, and even that he cannot do. So the righteous, through them, they come from that place called Yesod, and they create the Zivugin, they create the connection. מהי הרבים? אין אתם מתנוגע על חלק רבים, דיונו מנסית רדה הבאה. לכן נקראים התלמידי חכמים מצדיקי הרבים. For that reason we call the תלמיד חכם מצדיק הרבים, justified the majority, כי נשמתם עם שורש האבות שהם רבים. Because everybody who born a צדיק, his soul for sure come from אברהם, יצחק ויעקב. Not maybe. Either אברהם, either יצחק, either יעקב. If you feel you're righteous, you have to see where you come from.